Thank you very much, Mr. Coordinator. We would like to thank you for all your work you've done in this important issue, and we'd also like to thank the panelists for the informative information, the informative presentations they have given us earlier. Following on to our national statement this morning, we would like to support some remarks made by a number of delegations on the IEDD standards that are now being prepared under the leadership of UNMAS in cooperation with member states. The Netherlands, as we mentioned earlier, advocates a so-called blended approach where we ensure that the right actor, depending on the circumstances, deals with IEDs in an efficient and effective manner. In this process, we would like to emphasize the importance of respecting humanitarian space, as was also mentioned in more detail by our Swiss colleagues. Standards on IED clearance for force protection, which is de facto still part of an ongoing conflict, should not duplicate or encroach on standards that deal with humanitarian IED clearance. This should be kept separated in order not to endanger humanitarian operations. These principles will guide our work and involvement of the Netherlands in the working group on IEDD standards for UN operations. We would further like to emphasize the need for updating the current framework for the International Mine Action Standards, as was also referred to by our US colleagues, which guides humanitarian mine action, so it is better equipped to address the current international security developments related to the mine action, related to mine action, including IED clearance. Thank you.